We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, and we, by God's good providence, we come to one of the great prophecies of the birth of Jesus. This is one of those events that John Calvin would call lucky, by which he meant providentially arranged by God. Isaiah 7, 1 to 14. You'll find it on page 727 in your Pew Bibles if you're using it. Now, Isaiah has five chapters of introduction where he makes the covenant law case against sinful Jerusalem. And then in the great chapter 6, which we just read, we have his commissioning as the prophet. And we start the narrative now of the events of his ministry at chapter 7. It's a time of crisis in Israel. Jerusalem is being faced with an alliance that is menacing them. The northern tribes of Israel have allied themselves with Syria, and they are planning to invade Judah and the city of Jerusalem. And Ahaz, the ungodly son of the previously godly king who's on the throne, he is not able to trust in the Lord. In fact, he is about to commit one of the great historical blunders. He's going to enter into an alliance with Ashurbanipal of Assyria. And he's actually going to commit idolatry in doing so. And his plan is kind of rock, paper, scissor. If Israel will ally themselves with Syria, he'll go beyond them to the great imperial conqueror, Assyria, and invite them down to check out the real estate. This is a big mistake. What he should be doing is trusting the Lord. And so God sends the prophet Isaiah at the road by the viaduct. And he says, I'm going to meet with Ahaz. And he says, listen, who are these kings, Rezin and Pekah? Those are the allied kings. They're smoldering stumps against me. They're nothing compared to God. God can handle this situation. Don't commit idolatry. Don't invite the Assyrians down, because that's not going to go well. It didn't go well. Just trust in the Lord. If you will not stand by faith, you will not stand at all, is the famous line. Well, he doesn't have that faith. And it's such a big deal that Isaiah says, listen, the Lord's going to accommodate you and give you a sign. Ask for a sign, I'll give you the sign. And in this false holiness, Ahaz says, oh no, I couldn't ask a sign of the Lord. And Isaiah says, you're going to get a sign. The virgin will be with child, and she will call his name Emmanuel. Do we wonder, can God handle it? Is God going to save us? Can we just commit ourselves to him? Not committing idolatry, trusting him in all of our trials, the answer is the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, you may know liberal scholarship has attacked that translation. Some translations will say the maiden shall be with child, because the Hebrew word betula for virgin is not used there. It's the word alma for maiden. But by definition, a alma, an unmarried young woman, was a betula. And the New Testament seals the translation when the New Testament says the virgin shall be with child. That's the great sign that God will save the people who trust in him, is the very thing we celebrate at Christmas. Emmanuel has come, virgin born of Mary. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning with verse 1 of Isaiah 7. In the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not yet mount an attack against it. When the house of David was told, Syria is in league with Ephraim, the heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, go out to meet Ahaz, you and Shear-Jashub, your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the washerman's field. And say to him, be careful, be quiet, do not fear. Do not let your heart faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands at the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah, because Syria with Ephraim, the son of Remaliah, has devised evil against you, saying, let us go up against Judah and terrify it, and let us conquer it for ourselves and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it. Thus says the Lord God, it shall not stand, and it shall not come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 65 years, Ephraim will be shattered from being a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you are not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.